In the continuous frenzy of political activism and commentary that have come to define our society in the 21st century, it can be easier for the followers of Jesus Christ to lose their proper perspective. We have been called to the kingdom and glory of God, and we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness as our highest priority in life. Therefore, whatever we think about civil government, or to whatever extent we become involved in it, our kingdom calling and lifestyle must govern all we do, including our political and citizenship obligations. Government matters, and good government is to be preferred over bad. But Christians need to remember that good government is government as God defines it, not as men might define it. Words like freedom, rights, justice, and prosperity are little more than rhetorical silly putty in the hands of skilled politicians. But in the hands of God, and according to His word, such terms have fixed, abiding, and all-important meanings. The task of the Christian is to understand such ideas as God intends them, then to work from within our kingdom framework to bring God's ideas to reality in the social sphere. We are the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and the leaven of beauty, goodness, and truth in an age in flight from God. It ill behooves us, as the followers of Christ, to leave any aspect of this fallen world beyond the reach of the kingdom and grace and truth of our Lord.